The Operations Leadership Podcast with Gautam Basu provides insights for today's business leaders on creating value through operations improvement, process excellence, digital innovation, and organizational leadership.
Hello and welcome to the Operations Leadership Podcast. I'm often asked the question, what is the key differences or distinctions between operations and strategic leadership? So I thought I would delve into that question in this podcast episode and focus on some of the key decisions and some of the risks that both operations and strategic leaders and some of the differences in the decision-making and risk management principles that operations and strategic leaders need to make. So perhaps we could start with operations leaders. So operations leaders, they require a combination of intertemporal thinking, which means thinking across time horizons, strategic, tactical, and operational time horizons. They must also have analytical skills and a deep understanding of an organization's overall process framework. These leaders have the challenge of balancing short-term efficiency with long-term sustainability while fostering a culture of continuous improvement within the various business functions. And while operations leaders must think strategically and tactically, their primary focus is on execution or getting things done. This means they're concerned with the day-to-day execution of the organization's activities, and they need to ensure that the company's processes and systems are efficient, cost-effective, and align with the overall strategic objectives. These leaders are more focused on the present and immediate future than, for example, the future or foresight orientation of strategic leaders. And operations leaders primarily work on optimizing current processes to enhance the productivity, reduce operational cost structures, and improve customer service. So from a decision-making perspective, operations leaders make decisions related to the implementation of strategies and the achievement of an organization's operational goals. So for example, supply chain strategy. Here, these types of leaders must determine, for example, the optimal design of an operational footprint, which includes a location and capacities of factories, plants, warehouses, distribution and service centers, while taking into account the trade-offs between cost, service, and the cash requirements of the business. They also need to decide on the strategy for managing suppliers. So this includes relationships with the suppliers, including the negotiation of contracts, terms, and conditions, as well as the structure of the supply base. Now, many companies have moved away from single sourcing because of the risks inherent of supply of key components and raw materials and moved more towards secondary and tertiary supply options. Another key decision-making capability for operations leaders is in the area of process improvement and quality control. Often, operations leaders really look for Kaizen or continuous improvement, where there's establishing processes for the continuous improvement, leveraging methodologies like Six Sigma or Lean to optimize processes and systems within the company's operations. And they must simultaneously set and enforce quality standards for their products and services and decide on the level of quality that the organization aims to achieve. Another key area for decision-making is customer service, and specifically determining the customer service levels the company aims to provide its customers, and this includes things like order fulfillment, response times, and after-sales support. And this often entails incorporating customer feedback. So they must decide on mechanisms for collecting, analyzing, and acting on customer feedback to enhance overall satisfaction. Operations leaders also need to look at capacity planning, so determining the optimal level of supply, production, and logistics capacity to meet demand while avoiding overcapacity or the underutilization of a company's resources. And this also entails deciding on the need for facility expansion or consolidation. And this is, of course, based on future demand forecasts and overall business growth. Another area is the policies and procedures that impact operations. So this often entails SOPs or standard operating procedures. So these types of leaders look at to establish and update standard operating procedures to ensure consistency, efficiency, and effectiveness of the overall operational process footprint. And this incorporates the compliance and regulation aspects where they need to make decisions regarding compliance with industry regulations, environmental standards, as well as ethical guidelines. Technology is another source of decision-making for operation leadership, where they need to decide on the adoption of new technologies that enhance operational efficiency. This includes investments in advanced analytics, automation, 3D printing, robotics, IoT, and other relevant technologies. And this, of course, relates to the strategy for the development and maintenance of the information systems that support these type of technologies and process enablement. And of course, a key decisions on resource allocations. So determining how financial resources will be allocated across the various operational activities and functions. And this entails setting budgets for departments, for projects, for initiatives. And of course, the allocation of human resources, including hiring plans, staffing levels, and also training programs that enable these operations improvements and continuous improvement or Kaizen. And the last key decision that operations leaders must take into account is, of course, the very key area of environmental and social responsibility. Many of you have probably heard about ESG, and so this has gained in significance greatly in the last several years. So things like sustainability initiatives, where operations leaders have to decide on the initiatives that promote environmental sustainability and corporate social responsibility from an operations perspective, as well as ethical practices where there needs to be an assurance that operational designs align with the ethical standards and contribute positively to the environment, the organization, and the overall community. From a risk management perspective, operations leaders need to conduct thorough supply chain or operational risk assessments. They need to develop risk mitigation strategies and establish contingency plans for the overall business continuity and supply chain resilience. And this entails regular monitoring, collaboration with other internal departments within the firm, but also external supply chain partners. And this requires a proactive approach to supply chain risk management. And this is, of course, very crucial in maintaining overall resilience for the firm. So some of the things on the supply chain and operational risks include, of course, events that could disrupt the supply chain. Events such as natural disasters, geopolitical conflicts, economic or trade wars, legal regulation changes, or even global pandemics, as we saw with COVID-19, that can cause severe disruptions to the supply chain, affecting the availability of key raw materials and key components. Also related to this is supplier issues, and this relates to risk associated with the financial stability, the reliability, and the geographic concentration of key suppliers. And as mentioned earlier, many companies have moved away from sole sourcing and have moved more towards diversifying their supply base in case one of their suppliers goes down. Another area to manage risk is, of course, quality control and product integrity. And this relates to quality control issues that can result in the defective products perhaps reaching customers, leading to recalls, brand damage, and potential legal consequences. And this deals also with compliance risk. This is a failure to comply with industry regulation, quality standards, which also can lead to fines, potential legal actions, and of course, damage to brand or goodwill. There's also the risk of operational efficiency and process failures. So typical in operations, there's process breakdowns that may come from inefficient processes, lack of standard operating procedures, or the poor execution of these processes and procedures. And these often lead to delays, increased operational costs, or downright failures. Also, inaccurate capacity planning, as we talked about earlier. So inaccurate production, supply, or logistics capacity planning, which may result in either overproduction or underproduction, which inevitably leads to a firm's inability to meet demand and manage costs and services effectively. Also dealing with risks related to technology failures and also cybersecurity threats. So we know that operations rely heavily on information technology systems. So technical failures, systems outages, or even cyber attacks can massively disrupt operations and compromise data integrity. So data security, protecting sensitive supply chain and operational data from cyber threats is critical, because we know that a breach can lead to financial loss, reputational damage, and massive disruptions in the operation and supply chain. There's also risks related to regulatory. So changing regulations, which happen from time to time, operations leaders must stay informed about changes in industry regulations, environmental standards, and also labor laws that it may impact the overall operations. And non-compliance with these regulations can also lead to not only operational disruptions, but fines and perhaps other legal actions, which are not very good. Something that's also come up in recent years is workforce and supply of labor risks. There has been in recent years a lack of skilled workforce in critical areas, and we've seen that this can hinder operational performance, innovation, and also operational continuity. And if we look at, for example, employee turnover, high turnover rates can also result in loss of institutional knowledge, impact morale, and also be a potential area for supply chain disruption. One thing operations leaders must do well is they must collaborate. And they must collaborate both internally, intra-organizational, as we like to say, so across departments such as marketing, finance, sales, and so forth internally within the organization, but they must also collaborate across organizations or inter-organizational with their key supply chain partners. And this requires making decisions regarding the ensurement and alignment with overall business objectives. And this requires typically information sharing of key supply chain and operational data across these various departments and across supply chain. So if we shift our focus to strategic leadership, there are some commonalities, of course, between strategic leadership and operations leadership, especially around the decision making and some of the risks that we spoke about in the operations leadership dimension. But if we think about strategic leadership, it really involves the ability to anticipate, envision, and empower others to create a viable future for an organization. Future being the operative term, because strategic leaders, they focus on the big picture vision and future orientation. You remember that operations leaders, while they can think strategically and tactically, their primary focus is on execution, getting things done. With strategic leaders, they're more responsible for the overall direction and long-term vision of the organization. And this serves as a guiding force for all activities and decisions, requiring them to develop a clear and compelling vision for the entire organization. And like mentioned before, they are future-oriented, so they need to anticipate changes and trends in the business environment, and this will require them to analyze market trends, competitive landscapes, internal and external factors that shape the company's strategic direction. And of course, they engage in strategic planning to position the organization for success in the long run. This means formulating and executing a comprehensive strategy that aligns with the organization's vision, mission, and core values. That means involves setting realistic goals and objectives and determining the necessary steps to achieve them. We also recognize that the business environment is dynamic. So it's not static, it's changing all the time. So designing that long-term vision and strategy with flexibility to adapt to changing conditions. If we turn our attention to the decision-making component of strategic leaders, these type of leaders make high-level decisions that impact the entire organization, as opposed to a single business unit or a function that is under a operation leader's mandate. Strategic leaders are involved in setting goals, defining objectives, and determining the strategic initiative that help the company achieve its vision and strategy. And as such, they need to choose the correct performance metrics that gauge the company's overall health and evaluate and adjust these strategies based on these performance results. And like operations leaders, strategic leaders need to make resource allocation decisions in order to achieve strategic objectives. And this includes corporate-wide financial, human, operational, and technological resources. For example, strategic leaders will sometimes have to make decisions on market expansion, and this may require them to develop strategies, for example, market entry or global expansion, and they should assess these opportunities and risks associated with these market entry decisions. Strategic leaders also are very much involved with the financial decision making. And these financial decisions relate to things like capital budgeting, which is determining how to allocate financial resources for long-term investment projects. And this involves evaluating potential opportunities and risks with these associated projects. They also need to decide on the capital structure, which is the mix of debt and equity financing to fund the organization's growth and operations. And this decision has implications for the cost of capital risk and financial flexibility. Strategic leaders need to make investment decisions, and this entails evaluating and deciding on the various investment opportunities ranging from research and development projects to, as mentioned, market expansions, and also assessing and evaluating the potential returns and overall alignment with the organization's strategic goals. Strategic leaders are often involved with financial communications as well, and this entails communicating the financial performance and the strategy of the organization to external stakeholders. If a company is public, this is in the form of communicating to investors, analysts, regulatory bodies, and participating in earnings calls, annual reports, and other financial disclosures. Also, from a financial perspective, strategic leaders sometimes have to make decisions on dividend policies. And this is deciding whether to distribute profits to shareholders in the form of dividends or reinvest the earnings back into the company for future growth. This decision, of course, involves the balancing of the interest of the shareholders with the need for internal financing. Another decision that strategic leaders sometimes need to make is whether to expand through organic or inorganic growth, such as mergers and acquisitions, or M&A. And if they choose to look at inorganic or M&A growth, then they need to evaluate and carefully assess these opportunities and risks to make sure that it either makes sense or it doesn't make sense. And one of the things that strategic leaders are very, very heavily involved is developing and maintaining the organizational cultures. And this involves defining and articulating the core values that reflect the principles and beliefs of the organization, and connecting to these core values with the vision and the strategy, and illustrate how they guide the organization towards its long-term goals. And as such, they need to design incentives and reward systems which are aligned with the organization's core valued and desired cultural traits. Cultivating a strong organizational culture that fosters a sense of purpose and belonging amongst employees and encouraging communication and teamwork is under the guise and mandate of strategic leaders. And as such, they must establish mechanisms for regular feedback, ensuring that the employees' voices are heard and potentially valued throughout the organization. And strategic leaders also have to very carefully manage change. And they need to lead their organization through periods of transformation, transition, and just general change. And this requires developing strategies for effectively managing these changes while preserving the core cultural elements while minimizing the overall disruption to the organization. A lot of times, strategic leaders will lead by example. And by leading by example, they demonstrate these values in daily decision-making and behavior, essentially serving as a role model for the employees. And like operational leaders, strategic leaders must engage in risk management more from a strategic perspective. And they have to assess, evaluate, manage, and mitigate the risks associated with major business decisions. They are also responsible for making choices that align the organization's risk tolerance with the strategic goals of the organization. And this entails identifying and mitigating potential risks and challenges that may hinder the achievement of strategic objectives, thereby ensuring the long-term sustainability and success of the organization. So one can see that there are some important distinctions between operations and strategic leaders, but it should be said that there is a bridge between strategic and operations leadership. And this comes in the form of alignment, whereby strategic and operations leaders, they need to work closely to ensure that the day-to-day activities align with the long-term strategic goals. They need to effectively communicate. And this is crucial because they need to transmit strategic objectives down to the operational levels and provide feedback on the feasibility and the challenges in executing these strategic objectives. They must be adaptable. So both type of leaders need to be adaptable. Strategic leaders should be aware of operational realities, and operations leaders must be flexible to adjust processes in line with strategic shifts. And the final bridge is around collaboration. Operations leaders can provide very valuable feedback to strategic leaders on the practicality of strategic plans, and strategic leaders can identify areas for improvement in the effectiveness of a company's operations. So in summary, while strategic leaders set the course for the organization, operations leaders ensure that the ship is sailing smoothly. Effective organizations require seamless integration of strategic and operations leadership to navigate the complexity of the business landscape. So that's all we have for this episode. I hope that you got something out of it. And if you like this podcast, then send us your feedback and subscribe. Thank you for listening. That's it for this episode of the Operations Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Gautam Basu. If you like what you're listening to with this podcast series, then please hit subscribe. And until next time.